ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
How do you feel? Excited and nervous at the same time?
Births, deaths, marriages. There are big days in life you'll likely remember forever.
We were so shocked.
Not always for the right reasons.
People can be so uncaring in an industry which requires the utmost empathy.
When emotions run high, it's easy to drop your guard.
An ultimate act of betrayal.
Births, deaths and marriages on Background Briefing. Hear it now on the ABC Listen app.
Hey, Jules and Jez here, and we've been dancing fairly constantly for the past couple of weeks to the Not Stupid playlist we've been building.
So good.
It started off as, what, 6.5 hours? And it's now at just over 13 hours because people have been writing to us, telling us their favourite tracks to dance to, and it's become a kind of a collective mood booster among the Not Stupid family. We recommend, of course, that you still listen to our podcast, and I've added, Jules, a little picture of the two of us
nice.
On the card at the top of the playlist just to remind people of the two of us.
Yep.
Basically, we'll have enough tunes soon to cover an entire week, I suspect.
That is so good. I've been loving dancing to this at home as
same.
I was doing in the morning in the kitchen, and which reminded me, Jez, have you ever injured yourself when you've been dancing?
Oh, I'm sure I have. The most vivid one, I think, is back in my breakdancing days, carpet bird was a real thing. Really, like really bad carpet bird.
Wow. You know, I was about 15 and I had pulled out one of my parents' ABBA records and I had the turntable in my room. I was dancing so hard to Man After Midnight, I pulled my hamstring.
Oh, wow.
Like I still remember.
This would have been such a good TikTok video.
I still remember like yelling out and my brother going, "What have you done?" And I'm around in crutches at school and everyone's like, "What did you do?"
Thank you for your service.
I'm like, I was dancing. They're like, "Oh, cool. Where were you?" No, in my bedroom.
That's so good.
Learned to have it. Yeah, so we asked people to send in their dancing stories. And we got a lot of stories of joy. Kirsten said instantly she thought of Angelique Kidjo, Wei Wei. This song, she says, reminded her of living in Salamanca, Spain in the 1990s, where she followed a dream to live with a family and learn Spanish. She just turned 23 and two other students were already living with the family, a Jamaican woman, 10 years older than her, bubbly, full of colour and life, fluent in Spanish, and a white blonde, blue-eyed Danish girl about 5 years younger than her, strong and gracious, also comfortable conversing in Spanish. She said her Spanish was limited. And they were discouraged from speaking English anywhere, at home or at school. And so when they were walking to school, they said they were dancing to school, they would play this
music.
That's
so nice.
Yeah. And Dan, she said it was bridging our cultures and forming the basis of our strong friendship and the three of us carefree and enjoying a magic growing between us. We call ourselves the Salamanca Sisters and have kept in contact over the years. This year was our first reunion, a Dane, Jamaican and Australian, once again dancing in Spain. Isn't that great?
I want to be that when I grow up. That sounds so good.
Can we join the Salamanca Sisters, do you think?
Now, Robin wrote to us and says, "I'm part of the High Street Bells Choir in Northcote." This is in Melbourne's northern suburbs. "At the end of every session, we sing and dance to Aiko Aiko. It's a joyful moment to finish and to take into the outside world." I think I know this song. Hang on, let me just sort of find it here. Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. Aiko Aiko, the Bell Stars. This is good. Yeah, that's a good song. Nice one, Robin.
Do you know that, I mean, I spoke about this with you before, but that I wrote about in my book about people, their regrets. And there was this woman who lived in she was a chaplain in a nursing home, and she said that she spoke to a lot of people about their regrets in their life and how the number one thing was that they regretted not dancing more.
Can I let our listeners in on a little secret?
What?
When we started the podcast, we had a number in our head, and it was very modest, about how many listeners we wanted to get for our weekly podcast. Mm-hmm. And we're nearly at that mark, Jules.
That's true. So we said.
Yeah, we are going to go out dancing.
We'll go dancing.
As soon as we hit that number. And we are so close. And I'm so ready to dance.
But, you know, reading that really made me determine that whole thing of like you've got to build it into your life. So yes. Quite often if I – sometimes if I give a talk or I'm at a festival, I'll just chuck on like September at the end of it, my Earth, Wind and Fire. And I just love it when everyone's sitting there and it's a festival and we've all been quite earnest and we're, you know, I don't know, thinking about the big stuff in life. And then everyone just gets up and just, you know – loses it.
Do you know, a few years ago I had a significant birthday and it was, I'd had a sort of pretty tough time before that. So I was really kind of getting to my birthday felt like quite an achievement and, you know, speeches and everything, there were tears and all that sort of stuff. It was very lovely. And then my friends and family broke out into a flash mob dance to Proud Mary by Tina Turner. And it was epic. Because my sisters joined in and then my parents joined in and then all my friends joined in and neighbours and stuff. And it was epic. I watched that video all the time. And my daughter and my nieces, who were tiny at the time, still remember the dance moves. So we do it like every time we're together, like particularly around Christmas time and birthdays. We'll kind of just put Proud Mary on and then dance.
And can I point out that Proud Mary is on our playlist.
It is absolutely
proudly on,
playlist.
On our playlist. Absolutely. You've got a bit of a Tina Turner thing too going on.
I do.
So Jude says she'd like to suggest Treaty by Yothu Yindi for the playlist. She remembers dancing in the dining room to this song with her toddler and husband and just feeling so much joy and release and hope for the future. She does point out that this also may have coincided with her son sleeping through the night.
That is a victory on its own.
Oh, my gosh, so much so.
Shania wrote to us and says, on the pod you were asking about songs that meant something to particular people and to make them dance. And she says this, mine would not be a dance song, but I'm absolutely going to back this this selection here. She says, 1997 was the worst year of her life. Her brother died. The love of her life dumped her and she was sent to live and work in a remote and hostile location. Like, sorry to laugh, but that's quite a lot that's going on in the space of 1 year. I was in a group living situation, Shania says, so I couldn't play music or sing loud, which for me is a kind of torture. I literally had one of those prison grids on my wall where I was counting down the days until I got to leave. When that day came, I took my little CD player, cranked it up as loudly as I could, and put on Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel, one of my favourite songs, and sang out, grab your things, I've come to take you home. That, I love that song so much, and particularly for that line. Like, that just, I think it lands in so many different circumstances.
It's so emphatic, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I also love that idea of, like, a year in your life being encapsulated in a song. We got a message from David who said his song is Venus by Bananarama.
Also on the playlist.
The year is 1986. He'd just finished year 12 and he said he was 18 but he'd never been on a plane. He'd never been more than 4 hours drive from Sydney. He had very strict Catholic parents, so he went to Surfers Paradise for Schoolies Week. He said it was pretty new and not very organised. So he and six of his closest mates rented a hotel room. There, it had two double beds and a couch. They were all piled in there together and they would go to a venue, this big beer garden on Cavill Avenue, which anyone who's been there for the for Schoolies, which I have been, will know. It was the place to be. Each night we would drink more than we should, flirt much less with girls than we should have for all the effort we put in. But he said they danced and partied all night. And he said that one song would be played every night and that was Venus by Bananarama. He said you could guarantee almost everyone in the room would get up and dance to that. Now, in 2024, they're still his best friends, six guys. They still go to live music together, get season ticket holders for the Sea Eagles, and they have a beach holiday together every year. So every time he hears this on the radio, he said, you can imagine where it takes me to a kid that was breaking out of childhood, who was filled with dreams, hopes, ambitions of an exciting life ahead, making a difference. I'm not sure I've made a difference, but I am not dead yet, he says. Anyway, when he hears this play, he wants to dance. You can so feel that in his words, can't you?
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Heat and muck of the dance floor and that kind of joyfulness of being on the cusp.
And it takes you back. I think that's what's great about certain pieces of music. They take you back to a particular time, place and a state of mind that you wish to reconnect with.
Yeah.
And that's what I love so much about our playlist, which is excellent, by the way. Well done, everyone in the Not Stupid family.
Our family on that or have I not got to it yet?
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. It's,
okay,
yeah,
good. As you can tell, I'm still like 13 hours. How could I miss this? You know that there's a point, and I think it was a gang that I had like from my journalism days that we all used to go out to lunch after filing our copy at 1 o'clock on a Friday, and we would go to Yum Cha. And it was this gang. We went dancing a lot, and we would go to karaoke. And if that song ever came on and we played on karaoke, we would always be jumping around with our arms around each other. And just recently, at my 50-ish, we played that. And the same thing, and my friend Sash comes up to me and goes, "This is our song, remember?" I was like, "What?"
Yeah, I have a tendency to do that when I'm out dancing. I'll go, "This is my song." And like all my friends go, "Jez, every song is your song."
It's your song. No, this one in particular. Do you know what happened once with We Are Family though? I was at the Margaret River Writers Festival, which I love, and I was interviewing Kathy Lett in London. And something, but she was on the screen and right. I was there in person, and something happened with our tech and we couldn't get her face. And then I couldn't FaceTime her, and then we just got her voice. So it was me on stage going, "Well, Kathy, what do you think
on
about it?" And
then putting right. it in. I love that.
But what I had not clocked was that she'd asked at the end of it to play We Are Family to get people up and down. So I'm like, "Oh, what a great idea. That would be really fun." But what I didn't realise was I would then be doing a solo.
That's a lot of pressure.
Up there with me, and I was like,
"Do you memorize the words to songs? Do you know?"
I don't like deliberately, but no.
I'm really bad with that.
Yeah,
I just don't know the words.
Yes, yeah,
but I know the tune, like the arrangement, like that's all in my head.
Yes,
and the key changes, I'm right there. Words, take or leave.
You know what I also really love? Like, I love that when people send lists and create lists around a community or a friendship or something.
Yes.
You know, we talk a bit about collective effervescence, which is joy you get communally. Yeah. And Jan wrote to us about a list too. She says she loves the mixtape. She plays at least one song each morning to wake her up and get her moving. And she said she recently had a different dancing experience related to a song that's not on this list. She made a mixtape for a special friend of hers, a cancer buddy who was going through a very rough time with treatment. And she said she doesn't need platitudes or endless expressions of sympathy, or I would imagine, "Just tell me if there's something I can do." That's what everyone always says. And it's kind of mean because you know it's like well-intended, but you're never going to sit there and go, "You can wash my dog. You can." You
know, oh, I do.
Oh, yeah, you would. You would, yes, true.
I have a list ready to go. There are certain people. I mean, I don't call it up often, to be truthful, but there are certain people I'll go, and I know they would because I rely on them.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just say, "I need this done just for my peace of mind. Can you just take care of this thing or that thing?"
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel that often you're a bit, like, shy, or you don't want to ask. Like, it's easier if someone like does a thing than for you to say, "Actually, I really need whatever." Like, beyond your immediate buddies.
Yeah. No, it's immediate buddies.
Exactly.
Definitely. Yeah.
So she said, "I knew she didn't need platitudes or endless expressions of sympathy. So I made her a tape that included happy dance songs to remind her that she was not defined by her illness, romantic songs to celebrate the beautiful relationship she has with her husband, and empowerment songs to encourage her inner woman warrior to emerge when she needed her." Jokingly, I said that my next offering would be a video of me doing an interpretive dance of one of the songs. And she says, "Well, something that's like that that's been put out there, I couldn't back down. So I filmed myself dancing a slightly dodgy interpretation of Fight Song by Rachel Platten, which definitely made her feel the love and laugh for a long time. It also made me feel stronger because I'd overcome that awful feeling of, I bet I look stupid to do something for someone I cared about." Not stupid, yes, that's what we're all about. Now she plays that tape and ours on the way to her own treatment and exercise classes and feels her whole mood change, and she does too.
That is outstanding. That's, do you know,
so
that
good.
Reminds me, I did a very similar thing for a friend who was going through a bit of a tough time. Got home one night and she was just in pieces.
Yeah.
So I put on Xanadu by Olivia Newton-John and danced in my kitchen and like in and out of frame and like, you know, just all sorts of crazy dance moves and sent it to her. And she laughed and laughed and laughed so much. Mm-hmm. And it made me feel better just to hear her laugh and not to, you know, not to paper over all the other kind of issues. But
no,
she
but
just,
it's not about papering. No. It's like, yeah, like even in the midst of all this crap, you can have a moment of joy and humour. Like, it's so important to hold on to those. And we'll be putting a video of Jez doing Xanadu in the show notes.
We should do it in the live show one day. Can you imagine?
Can I please see that video?
I've got it somewhere. Oh, yeah, totally.
This is so good. Maybe we can clip that up. Anyway, you know, I've also got a soft spot for Like a Prayer. Do you know why? I was backpacking around Europe and I busked to that song.
You busked?
Yeah.
Julia Baird. Many talents. I am impressed.
No, I just sang to try to get some money.
Do you know, that reminds me, my daughter said to me a few years ago, she was really little, she goes, so Dad, when you go to work, do you get paid? And I was like, yeah. Like actual money. And I said, yeah. So like a busker. Like, I guess so. Like same, right? I stand there with a cap and just read the news.
I had a couple of hours before my train. I was like, might as well give this a crack at the train station, put
game.
It down the ground
that
and just
begin,
started to sing. You would do at 18, right? Yeah.
I would love to do that now.
Okay. Well, we could. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've got big plans for our live shows in 2025.
Yeah. Will they involve carpet burn?
Jules, I feel like we've got another at least 3 hours of songs to add to our playlist. And I don't care that it's unwieldy because it is such a joy-giving playlist
exactly. From
all our listeners to us and from us to them. So please keep those recommendations coming and we'll be sure to add them to the playlist. You can email us at notstupid@abc.net.au.
And send us interpretive dance videos as well. I'm particularly keen on those.
See you, doll. Nice to catch up.
See you, love.